Just the children's church, it's like a mass exodus down there. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 24. Our thought today is this: what lies ahead? In the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 24, Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at a few verses of Scripture beginning there in verse number 13. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. They walked together of all these things which had happened. It came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. He said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one another as ye walk and are sad? Dear friends, we'll stop reading right there as we look at this passage of Scripture from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 through verse 17. What lies ahead? Dear friends, on the day of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Word tells us that there was two disciples that was making their way back home from Jerusalem. If you look at this passage of Scripture, and you see there how these men were traveling their furlongs, I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The distance between Emmaus and Jerusalem was about 7 miles. Now, dear friends, take note of this passage of Scripture. When you see here, these men had a rough and terrible time. These men, their demeanor was very low, and it seemed as though everything was happening contrary to their way of thinking. When you see Jesus Christ had been crucified, and they were down and out, these men were very distraught, and though they felt dejected, I want you to know something, dear friends, they were not neglected. When you see a stranger came upon them and began to expound to them the Word of God. You may be here today. You may be down and out. You may be lowly in spirit, and you may feel neglected, dear friends. Won't you understand something today? By the Word and the power of God, the Lord wants you to know without a shadow of doubt that you're not neglected, but praise His name. He is good in you to bless you and to help you and to encourage you. When you see here, dear friends, these men thought as though they were traveling along. The Bible says that they were talking as they went, and he was communing one with another about the event that had transpired. You see, dear friends, these men were very troubled in spirit. You may be here today, and you're troubled in spirit. Oh, dear friends, take heart, for there is someone who is joined us today. There is someone in our midst today that has a desire to help us and enable us to thrive in the very midst of our pain. He said, "Believe what lies ahead of me seems awful bleak. I came today if you'll put your faith and trust and the Lord, that bleakness will turn to bright." For you see, dear friends, when Jesus was expounding to them the Word of God, the Bible says that their eyes were holden. For you see, dear friends, God allowed that to happen because, you see, men then
as men today look with their eyes and they fail to see with their heart. Jesus Christ had preached for more than 3 years, and many had heard the word, but few had heeded to the word. But I believe, dear friend, that the Lord wants us to see this profound point when he says that their eyes were holding. Oh, dear friend, I don't know about you, but I'm not seeing the risen Lord with these carnal eyes. But praise be to God, my heart has seen him, and I know that he's here today.
I know that. We have spoken. The Lord's sweet spirit is among us today. The Bible speaks here in verse 17. It says, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? Oh, dear friends, that little word, sad, in the Greek translation, when you look at this very closely, this has to do with the sadness, a demeanor, a grieving in their spirit. They were heavy-hearted, these men were. I say today, friends, you may be among us today, you may be heavy-hearted. I want you to understand something. There is one who has joined us today and has a desire to lighten your load and to stir your spirit and to bring joy to your heart.
Amen.
Yeah. His name is Jesus. They failed to recognize him. How many today have come to the house of prayer and they have failed to recognize that the Son of God, the risen Savior, are in the midst? You say, Lord, what lies ahead? If you don't know the risen Lord, what lies ahead for you and all those who reject is a land of darkness, despair, and heartache, and pain. But if you will recognize and see with your heart the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you and gave himself for you, praise be to God, there's a joy, there's a pathway of peace, there's a light that will come into your life and will bring to you, praise God, what you need. We must recognize that the Lord is among us. We must recognize. You see, they seen with a carnal eye. They looked, but they did not perceive. They listened, and at first they may not have heard. But I want you to understand something today. As they began to march along that dusty road, the word of God began to prick their heart, and there was something that began to stir within them. There may be something today that's stirring within you, compelling you to do what it is that God would have you to do, because it's his hope, it's his desire, it's his fault for every one of us to know, praise God, what lies ahead for you is joy and peace in your heart. These men were brokenhearted. These men were down and out. These men were depressed. These men were lonely. And you know something? They may have been a little bit angry. They may have been dealing with something that was just tearing at them in such a way that their demeanor was just in such a state that it was apparent that the pain was real, that the pain was great. But despite all that they were going through, despite all that we go through, despite all the pain and the anguish that we endure as we walk down life's way, I want you to know the Son of God wants to take us on the pathway of peace. The Lord desired for them, as he desires for us, to have joy and peace and happiness in our heart. Yeah.
But so many today begin to wallow in self-pity. Many today begin to wallow in the pains of self. And what lies ahead for them is a pathway of pain.
Lord, as we stated in our devotion this morning, it was not God's desire for a life to consume you, but it was God's desire that we could consume life to the power of God. These men would walk with what seemed to be a stranger, but the more they traveled, the more things began to change.
I say this to let you know this, dear friend. You may have came in here today without a thought on your mind, but I can tell you by way of the Holy Spirit that God can be stirring you and moving you and compelling you to make a decision for Him.
Because He knows what lies ahead. As I travel down this old road of life, I'd rather walk with Him than to walk without Him. And I thought about these men. They thought that they were without. They felt as though all their hopes, their dreams had perished. Boy, the one who joined them that day changed everything.
The one who has a desire to bless your heart has a desire to change everything, to let you know that the perspective of you going forward is good and it's glorious and it's wonderful to Him.
The Bible says at the end of this 7-mile journey, in the Gospel of Luke chapter 24, verse 29, the Bible says that they constrained him. This man who was with them that began to expound the scriptures from Moses and the patriarchs forward, he had asked him to stay. They asked him to stay. I ask you today, are you asking the Lord to stay? Are you asking the Lord to bless you and to help you with the trials and the pitfalls of life?
They get straight. What they did, they bidded him to come in to their house.
You know what I thought about that? Oh, how that the Lord has joined us. How that the Lord is here with us today. And how that the Lord likes for us to invite Him. How that the Lord desires for us to bid Him to come. For I tell you today, friends, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is among us today, has a desire to reside in your heart.
He bid him to come. He constrained him. He came in to the home. They set at a table that was prepared with meat and bread. I thought so long about that, because many of us today will go to our homes or to a family and have this big Easter dinner. We will have all these fixings and all these things that brings joy to our hearts. And I thought about the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings who sits at the head of the table.
I thought about how the Lord had the desire to join us when we invite Him. And oh dear friend, when we invite Him and bid Him to come, and He sits with us, praise God, our eyes are open.
Yeah. The Bible says, when He came in and He broke the bread, the veil that had been on their eyes, the veil that had come in their heart, had been ripped in twain as it had earlier in the temple and for the first. You know something today, dear friends? I believe I can rest assured of saying this. We all have worries. We all have woes. We all have trouble. We all have heartache and pain in our lives. All of us. But I know what lies ahead.
Because of the war, over 2,000 years ago, in a tomb there in Jerusalem, he arose and declared victory over hell, death, and the grave, and the dirt. He lives. Praise God, so I can live.
Yeah.
Amen. I know what lies ahead.
I got something to look forward to. I got something to rejoice about. These two old downtrodden disciples, when they began to see with their heart instead of their eyes, they like me knew without a shout out they had something to shout about.
Yeah.
You got something to rejoice about today.
Yeah.
If you know Jesus.
Yeah.
What lies ahead? Without him, it's hopelessness.
Amen.
With him, praise God, it's everything.
I know that my Redeemer lives.
Amen. I know.
You know why? Because one day when I was 9 years old, I was traveling down an old road to Rachel called life.
He joined me. And I walked with him a long time without recognizing him.
One moment, I constrained him and I beat him in my eyes.
And I all became new. He gave me something to look forward to in the bleakness of life. Come hell or high water, praise God, I'm his.
Yeah.
These men were so joyful. Yeah. They were so happy. And the Bible says that he vanished out of their sight, but they still seen him with their heart.
And they went down into their village and they began to proclaim and to shout and to sing
of his marvelous goodness.
What lies ahead for them?
Hope.
What lies ahead for us today?
Yeah.
Hope.
The world seems hopeless. Pick up a newspaper. Get on the net. Turn on your television, the world seems inclined.
Yeah.
Crisis after crisis after crisis. What lies ahead for mankind is doom and gloom. But I tell you today, what lies ahead for a child of the King is good and praise God, glorious. Something to look forward to.
I know what lies ahead for me. Do you know what lies ahead for you? You say, well, Brother Lynn, I'm not recognizing this stranger who's in our midst today. Dear friends, you can if you open your eyes. Because you see, dear friends, I have never seen the risen Lord with his carnal vision. My finite mind just can't even comprehend it. But my heart has seen it. And my heart believes. And I know who I belong to. You see, that's what Jesus wanted for those downtrodden disciples on that road to Emmaus. You might call that the road to despair. You might call that the highway of sadness. But
But Jesus called it a highway of opportunity. Today, dear friends, this is a refuge of opportunity for all who's willing to come. There is no greater day than to surrender to the will of our Heavenly Father than on Easter Sunday. What a day. What a glorious day. You know, the psalmist said, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be what?
Glad.
Let's leave here today glad. Let's leave here today joyous. Yeah. Let's leave here today knowing what lies ahead. Walking hand in hand. Let's stand.